All right, welcome members. You're listening to the Kraz Files podcast. It's Saturday the 30th of November 2019. Great to have everyone plugged in. Great to be here. Are you watching? In and ready to rock and roll. Saturday night here in Sydney, Australia. Hope you are okay wherever you are as we continue to roll on. I'm just going to get something up here for a second that's worth covering. I had a little bit of an email mix-up just on my own website, Kraz Files. It's just to do with moderation of comments, accepting comments. That was going to another old email. I had no idea about it, and I think I fixed it up yesterday, and I got an email back, and there was like a comment waiting to be... for me to say yes or no to the comment, I guess, but there was like over 500 comments in there that I didn't know about. Man, a lot of spam and stuff, but some good comments and things that that I missed. And one that sparked my attention here seemed to be from a member. I found this a little bit disturbing. This was to do with a member circle over on Tot News, TOTT News, with Ethan Nash. He invited me on his show to talk, and the name of the show was Tot News Member Circle Control Structure, and it was a member circle August 2019. With Ethan and Adam. So he invited me over onto his podcast to do a show there and talk about human society and how it's been engineered for such a long time and this system around us. So we chatted for over an hour and did the show, and that's his podcast. Ethan runs Tot News, and he also has... a members area on his website to help him continue, as I do. Mine's and so you know, a lot of us who are doing real alternative media here in Australia, there's not a lot of us really, compared to, you know, the US or something like that, for example. But we try our best, and we connect together when we can, and share links and I'm a member over on Ethan's website, Tot News. His widget's up on my website. You know, I'm connected with the general at Real News Australia. You'll see that widget on my site. You'll see the Nexus Newsfeed widget on my site. I used to have the Renegade Tribune one up. Just connecting in real media circles with each other, that's all. And so after I did that show, which that went over to his members area, so... I just shared it on the Kraz Files website, just the link to that. And one of the comments that came through that I didn't know about was from Kevin. And this Kevin was probably a member of Kraz Files, and he's since left. And he says here, "Why are you redirecting to webpage Tot News? It says that the content is for members only. Are you trying to get others to join this site, and why? Doing this is a con job, and I will have nothing to do with people that do this to their members." And as I said in my comment here, I was a guest on that show. I mean, that's his website. I have nothing more to do with it. I just put the link up. I probably could have put in the description there that you have to be a member to listen to his podcasts. I'm not sure exactly how Ethan runs it over there, but he's up in Brisbane. I'm in Sydney. It's his website. It's his job, man. I just went on there as a guest and spoke to him. That's all. And I put the link up on my website for that, thinking that some people who do follow what I'm doing, they also follow what Ethan's doing, and they might be members over there. I'm not sure. It's not really many of us doing the members. He's doing it. I'm doing a small one on my website just to keep us going, because it's getting tougher. And so that was a crazy comment there from Kevin, who's way off the mark, because he's implying here that this is some kind of con job, because people have a members area on their websites to help them bloody continue. I mean, how is that a con? How is having a members area for $5 Australian a month, and I don't have that many, being a con job? I mean, I've got so much expenses coming up, just updates I have to do with the website and next year hosting and things like that. It's not easy to keep my website up. It costs, and the members just help me to continue and keep the website building into next year and hopefully the year after. It's hard. And and also, you know, you get guests on and they talk to you and they like that podcast to go out to everybody. So I try and mix it up and make sure the members are getting good content as well. But it really, at the end of the day, for me, it's about support too, and helping to keep a website like mine up and running. Kevin did not see it that way, and so has obviously departed has cancelled being a member on my website. But you know, I'd have to just say that I'm not trying to con anybody by getting them to go over onto Ethan's website. I was just a guest. That's all I was. It stops there. There's no more. No more on my part. It doesn't go any further than that. That's his business. That's his website, and he runs it how he sees fit. I was just talking to him, and if you want to listen to those member circle podcasts, you have to be a member there. But they do a lot of different podcasts for people, and they also do the general knowledge podcast at Real News Australia, and those all go up for the general public. I think guys like Ethan are just trying to find a way to get a little bit of back for themselves to continue forward, many people do many different things, and so, way off the mark there from Kevin, and I found it unbelievable, the distrust here, unbelievable saying that's by me putting a link up to another website that has a members area as well, that I was a guest on there on a podcast that we did. It's I'm sitting here twisting my moustache, coming up with all these devious and dark plans to get people to go over to another website to be a member so we can rake in the money. It's just fucking ridiculous, and it really pisses me off that people think this. It's unbelievable, man. There's a lot of con jobs going on out there. There's a lot of people in the so-called alternative truth movement that are conners as well. So go after them, not fucking me. I'm here on the ground. I'm just a dad trying my best to do this. I don't have anything, man. It's really hard. I've been putting my own money into this website and doing this for a very long time now, I'm putting my head on the chopping block. So to imply this is some kind of con because someone else has a members area is fucking ridiculous, okay? And if you don't want to be on the site, then don't. But that is not true, what you've said. There's no dark extra meanings with this, there's no underbelly here. It just is what it is. I did an interview, and that was it. End of story. Nothing more to say. So many stories are coming up. Got an interesting podcast tomorrow. So very, very interesting. I haven't spoken to anyone like this before. The members will get this first. As usual, for those kind of shows, but it will be interesting. But all this news coming through, what can you do but just try and go over it and cover it and look at it? And there's so much of it, and I understand that a lot of it can be just kind of fake or maybe a little bit blown up or not the total truth. I don't know, but I try to cover stuff and look at things and read on the links and go to the sources and find out what I'm reading and everything like that. But, you know, I don't go to the Rupert Murdoch newspapers. I don't watch the TV news at all. It's very strange, actually, you know, because I just don't watch it anymore. I can't handle it. If I do, it'd just be to sort of study certain things. But I try and pull things out sometimes of the mainstream media news just to find out what's going on. But I'm always looking deeper at different stuff coming out myself. So I get a lot of this kind of stuff that's coming in all the time. So one that's just popped up just now is was from Humans Are Free. Now, interesting about Humans Are Free, if I can just go back to mention this. Give me a sec. This is a pretty good website I go on to and share information. Humans Are Free. .com, and I was just over on there the other night, and it said the website had completely changed, and it said so he's put like an emergency sort of or a spare sort of website up that he's had saved, which is a good idea there, but it says Google's blogger just deleted Humans Are Free from their platform. So he's saying a few hours ago, Google's blogging platform called Blogger has forever deleted my website from their platform without any warning and without any offering of a reason at all. So the website was down for a few hours, so many of you have surely noticed it. The messages that he got and everyone else received upon visiting my website was very generic, and the message was, "Sorry, the blog at humansarefree.com has been removed. This address is not available for new blogs. No explanation and no way of downloading the content. Luckily, he's got a backup from the last month or so. He's backed himself up a little bit there. Censored over on Facebook as well, I would say. This is just another kind of alternative media platform. So, I mean, if these guys are doing fake news and it's not real or whatever it is, or they're making things up and they've got tinfoil hats on, why are they getting censored like this? Because I've been sharing Humans Are Free articles on Crasfiles for quite a while because I think they're going above and beyond. And they're putting up some good information. I mean, you may not agree with all of it, but some of the stuff is pretty good. So it says here Facebook deleted the personal account of this person very recently as well. So it's an attack through censorship on freedom of speech, definitely going on there. So Google are really going at it. For sure, and that's what I'm saying, you know, they're just, that's a real worry because, say, for example, my website is run on WordPress, and what if WordPress just start taking down websites, you know? Google have so much power, you know, in that regard, and people are getting their websites wiped out. Anyway, very interesting. He's obviously gone over to DuckDuckGo and MeWe and other pages as well, and that's a hard one, you know, because you've got to start again. Some people get thousands, hundreds of thousands of followers, and people sharing all their posts, and they build their websites up, and then suddenly they're gone, you know. So that's a full one. That's full on. But here's one that they're continuing over there, and this one just popped up now. It was ex-chief advisor for UN Children's Program has been convicted and jailed for pedophilia. If I go through this, it's quite a lot. So a large percentage, of course, of the global elite. I don't call them elites. These global elites. I like that word. That's a funny one, global elites. I think they're rats. Are implicated in the royal families and the Vatican, of course, and the fields of finance and politics and, you know, judges and police and right down to school teachers and all of this. These sexual molesters and predators are everywhere. So we're talking about the majority of people who set political policy and control our finances and people. We are made to be idolized. You know, because they're bankers and they're doctors and they have all this status in society. We've got to idolize them. And these big judges and people who we're supposed to make us tremble at our knees, you know, in society that run the show and have all the cash. There you go. And the latest example, apart from the Jeffrey Epstein stuff, comes from Peter Dalglish. An Order of Canada, let me highlight this, an Order of Canada recipient and ex-chief advisor for the United Nations Child Labour Programme. So I've gone through so many of these. They have all these Child Front programmes to help the children, the starving children, and they're United Nations fronts. That go in, and they appear to be helping these kids. In some cases, they might be, in some ways. But it's a complex spider's web, indeed. And there's pedophiles all through these networks. And they get into these poor countries and get these kids. He's got a huge resume, this guy. Apart from being a senior UN official, he founded the charity known as Street Kids International. That's food on a plate for these guys. The police force in Nepal took Dalglish from his home a couple of years ago in a district north of Kathmandu. The police said that the two children, aged 12 and 14 years old, were rescued from the home. The police alleged that the children were lured with a promise of education, work, and foreign travel before they were sexually abused by Dalglish. So there you go. This is one of the guys running these front programs over in these poor countries where they're supposed to be helping people. And maybe people on the ground who are trying to clean the water up and help these kids are really doing it with good intention, but the guys who are running the show behind them are raping these kids. So the deputy superintendent of the Nepal police, whose investigation led to the arrest of this Dalglish fellow, said the following: "We made several surveillances for several days, and it is the outcome of our dedication. We've spent lots of time to bring Peter Dalglish into the frame of justice. We firmly believe he'll be convicted because he committed the crime. We are pretty sure that the case will not fail. The evidence is there. The confession is there. The victims clearly told the story of how they became victimized. So everything is crystal clear. Source. One is CBC News. He was right after spending more than a year in a jail near Kathmandu, the well-known Canadian aid worker, who's pictured here with the Canadian Prime Minister in a big, nice hug, cozy position, found guilty of sexually assaulting children in Nepal. Dalglish denies the charge being found guilty of, according to CBS News. So it goes on there saying about his family being devastated. He's 61 years old. He could be facing a prison sentence of 10 years or longer. Sure, he'll be out in a couple if he goes in. Because these people are protected and they've got money behind them, unless they're going to hang them out to dry, I don't know. An Associated Press investigation into the United Nations revealed that over the past 12 years, there have been approximately 2,000 allegations of sexual abuse and exploitation by UN peacekeepers and other employees around the world. Over 300 of those cases involve children. However, very few perpetrators have actually been arrested and held accountable for their crimes. So the United Nations, in regards to this, if we're looking at children in impoverished parts of the world, it's a front for pedophiles. That's just plain and simple. That's what it is, you know. So they, you know, they commit war on these countries, they starve these countries, they blow them to bits, they make them suffer, they bring them down on their knees, they take all their resources, they privatize their water, they pollute their water, they make them sick, and, you know, dependent, and then they go in with their groups and they do this. So it's really incredible in these countries what's going on. But there you go, you know. Associated Press investigation in the United Nations. There's been over 2,000 allegations of sexual abuse by UN peacekeepers. So really a remarkable story there indeed. Another one I just put up the other night, which was pretty interesting, but it's the way we're going in this country, was new gender equality laws for Victorian public servants could see bosses face court. And I got a picture there of Premier Daniel Andrews with all his buddies, all the drag queens. If Daniel Andrews isn't a pervert or something like that, man, this guy, wow, what a deviant he is. And, you know, I can't remember a good Victorian premier, but they're all actors, aren't they, in the game of life? This guy's just an actor. He's a scumbag. And we're just so distracted. The human population, we're so distracted, and we're still so distracted when the federal or state elections or council elections happen. They're all down there with their sausage sizzles and lining up to vote, thinking that they have any kind of say in any of this because they elect these people. And here's this guy with all these drag queens partying with them. You know, this guy is a real sick monster in my book. I just look at him and my skin crawls. This is the Premier Daniel Andrews of Victoria. It really does. When I look at this guy, my skin crawls. And I just think, this guy, he's not right. So public sector bosses will have to work towards gender equality. So you will be forced to work towards gender equality. Targets set with a new state government commissioner or face being sent to court. What about having your head chopped off if you don't do what you're told? Under legislation to be introduced in the Victorian Parliament by the Andrews government today, Victoria is a police state. Always has been, always will be. And high pedophilia going on there in the police force as well. Right to the top, right to the bottom. Bunch of mongrels. Legislation will see the establishment of a public sector gender equality commissioner. He's probably a pedophile as well. Look at this. What a waste of time and energy and money. A public sector gender equality commissioner. Can you believe that? While we all break our backs every day to try and keep our heads above the quicksand, to try and make a few pennies to pay our bills and everything we need to bloody well pay, you know, this is the kind of jobs that we're seeing. The waste of money here in our faces is unbelievable. Nothing will fix this short of just, I don't know, a meteorite hit. You know, just a meteor, just hit. You know, I don't know. But you can just see this. It's just the names they make up. It's just, it's what we call bums on seats, polishing seats with their asses. These people are useless public servants. They are clowns. They just got their snouts in the public trough, ripping everybody off, getting paid to do nothing. And here we go. You know, and it's not just the gender-neutral language and all that control coming in, but it's all these jobs that it's creating for all these kinds of people. It's unbelievable. And the circus continues. The freak show circus continues here. So this guy, wherever he's going to be, will work with departments and agencies to develop a range of targets around issues such as equal pay, sexual harassment, and career progression practices. Oh, man. It will cover all public sector bodies with 50 or more employees, taking in approximately 300 entities and applying to about 380,000 Victorian workers. So they're coming for you, man. Coming for everybody. Everybody. You can't stop this. It's an out-of-control avalanche. So you got all these ministers for women and all these feminists and lunatics in there as well, crying about all this stuff, you know, demonizing men, demonizing the family. Men are evil, men are bastards, men are rapists, men are horrible, all of this sort of stuff. So it's crazy. Enforceable orders. What does it say here? My understanding is where a body has demonstrated a systemic persistent breach at its more severe end, the commissioner might be able to issue a compliance order. So this is, let me make this big and I'm blind here. They're talking about systematic breaches. So if you don't speak properly, if you don't have the right language, I guess, they can issue a compliance order. What's that? Getting a testicle cut off? I don't know. If that is, again, not adhered to, they can apply a VCAT for that to be made effectively an enforceable order, which gives a little bit more teeth, obviously, and should it escalate further from there, if they again breached a VCAT order, it would be subject to all the usual civil options available through the courts. They're going to drag people through the courts for not speaking properly. Yeah, so they're talking about here about how their big drive is to create meaningful and real outcomes at your workplace and ensure that you do what you're told and you speak correctly. Unbelievable. And no one's saying anything about this. Gender equality is fundamental and it's the most important thing on Mr. Daniel Andrews' list. Of course it is. To screw up all our children, confuse them sexually, and have everybody just screwing each other like, you know, sex crazed maniacs. You know, we can all just go fuck each other in the streets. You know, why not? You know, teach our children at 6 years old to have anal sex and give blowjobs. Who needs to go to school to learn anything? You know, that's what they need to learn, right? Watch pornography. Absolutely unbelievable what's going on in this country, and no one seems to give a shit. So it's only going to get worse, isn't it? Another interesting one. I'm not sure if I put this up. I may have from you teaching your children. What has the Queensland government just placed gender ideology in all state schools? There we are. The Queensland government has announced that respectful relationships. Don't you love the wording here and what they say? You know, respectful relationships will be compulsory in all Queensland state schools. What does that mean? The Queensland government has announced that respectful relationships will be compulsory in all Queensland state schools. Respectful relationships? I mean, who gets paid to make up this shit? Is there some dimwit sitting in an office somewhere? You know, hey, Barry, you got a name for this, you know, piece of crap we want to make up and push into the schools? Yeah, respectful relationships. Just another cover for grooming your children in schools. The idea of preventing domestic violence via education is noble, but is that all the program is really about? Our research has revealed that respectful relationships, because that's why I said the name here looks nice, but when you look into it and dig into it, it gets uglier and uglier. The webpage contains links, see, to resources that include highly sexualized content and LGBT indoctrination. This is what this investigation found. So here they have these idiot people in government or wherever they are, and these agencies and all these spider web of, you know, it's a spider web full of this confusing government red tape. And they've come out here and they've called this program Respectful Relationships, and they've made it compulsory in all Queensland state schools. So all the teachers get the new information, and the booklets, and the, you know, and it goes right through the schools, and you don't have any chance to get out of it. And they call it that. And so the parents hear it and, you know, they might just be, you know, is there, when the kids start the new year at school, it might be just part of the curriculum. So the parents are at home and they're like, rah, 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 they're going to, little Timmy's going to do this and respectful relationships. Well, that looks pretty good. But they don't look into it because they fail 100% of the time to look into the bigger picture here. It's a con. It's like putting a mask on something, you know. It's just covering it over. And so when you just take that mask off and you take a little bit of a look, what this means, well, what do you get? You get links to resources that include highly sexualized content and LGBTQ indoctrination and propaganda. The Years 3 to 6 section has a link to Kids Helpline. Kids Helpline, which promotes transgender ideology. Of course it does, because they're all perverts. The Years 7 to 10 section, aimed at children as young as 11, encourages sexting. Encourages 11-year-olds to do sexting. So watch pornography, take photos of your genitals and send them to other children, because that's the new norm. You know, so little Billy, he's 11 years old and he likes little Sasha in the class. Instead of talking to her and asking her out to a movie, he's going to send a sext her a picture of his dick. And that's what they do here. See, that's what they do. Sexting, that's what it is. It's kids emulating and copying pornography. That's all it is. That's all sexting is with these teenagers and kids. They just watch pornography on their laptops or their smartphones or whatever, and then they copy it. It shows you how staggering this is, how easy it is to completely dominate and overpower and control mentally, not just physically, but mentally, spiritually, on every single level, the human population, especially children. You are done in regards to pornography, you know. So they're all sexting each other, sending pictures of each other's genitals, and they're 11 years old. Fucking hell. So that's what they encourage. Via a link to the LINE website stating there are plenty of ways to have sexty time. This is what they were pushing through the Greens and Daniel Andrews in Victorian schools as well. Sexty time, yeah. And includes a video featuring adults discussing their experiences with sexting, putting your toes in the pool. The water's warm, isn't it? I'm going to put my feet in. I'm going to go in up to my knees. I'm going for a swim. You are cooked. Previous explicit articles on the website were removed after we drew attention to them last year. See? So you've got alternative media here drawing attention to something that's going on here, and they've removed it. Shall we have a look? Let me see if that's up. Sorry, folks, I'm digging here. Here we go. Here's another one. Here it is, the link. Let me get that up. New South Wales DV Prevention Toolkit. Links to explicit material. Education Standards Authority Act 2013 clearly states that NECA's role is to provide strategic leadership in improving standards of school education and to improve student learning and well-being through the developing world-class curriculum. The PDHPE, Teacher Toolkit Prevention of Domestic Violence, once again falls short of achieving this goal. This resource contains links to the line.org.au, Ironically, this website talks about how to keep it healthy and respectful and avoid crossing the line. All lines have been crossed with the boorish animated GIFs depicting sex for the first time, featuring sexual innuendos involving young children, cartoon characters, and even animals. So there's a girl here tugging on a bottle of cola, and it explodes out the top and goes everywhere, and there's animals putting their tongues out and licking. There's cartoons here of like this weird cartoon where he's shoving his hand in what looks like a vagina. All of this stuff, we're getting all this on Netflix and YouTube. It's everywhere now. As I said, the computer and TVs are stalking people's children and they don't know. The objectives of the online.org.au .au are realized by the inclusion of a quick escape button located at the top right-hand corner of every page, allowing children to hide their browsing of the highly sexualized and explicit contents this site from their parents. Isn't that disgusting? These websites are allowing children to hide their browsing history from their parents. So there's little tools to do that. That's what they do, you see. There's an arrow pointing to it. I'm sorry, I know I'm just explaining this, but it's called a quick escape, so the kids can hide that. Yeah, and so that's really it. It's these weird websites that I was talking about before where kids get directed to. And you have all this sort of stuff there. So unbelievable, isn't it? Isn't it? Let me continue here. Okay. So previous explicit articles on the website were removed after they, attention was drawn to it. There you go. They're sneaky, aren't they? How sneaky are these people? And they're all tied up with the government's votes and your premiers and your prime ministers and all these people in the schools. They're all in there. It's so saturated and so deep. So it also includes articles like Two Reasons to Have Sex Now. Great. And so Sam Smith is non-binary, but what does that mean? The Years 11-12 section includes a link to reachout.com, which contains articles like The Difference Between Gender, Sex, and Sexuality. It also promotes the highly controversial Wear It Purple Day. So a lot of people have been, even parents have been saying this, like, why are the kids made to wear purple at school every day in all these colors? Well, bang, there you go. That has seen students bullied and ostracized for not openly promoting the LGBTQ ideology. So it's like the climate agenda, you know? It's getting that bad in schools. If your child's in school and they're not helping to promote this LGBTQ agenda, well, they're going to be bullied. But the LGBTQ mob won't do anything about those bullied kids, so they don't care about them. See, it's just absolutely ridiculous. See, the government won't be there to help your kids if they don't want to participate in these disgusting, ridiculous black agendas. See. You know, and so if your kids are bullied, what are you going to do? You're not going to do anything. You won't be able to do anything. And if you try to do anything, well, you'll probably be arrested. The Years 11 and 12 section also links to the Relationship Things website, which asks students to select whether the following statement is myth or fact. People are born as either male or female, and that's how they should stay. See, this is where they're going now. I've seen a lot of this where they're doing it in the schools now. They're asking them all these kinds of questions, you know. Of course a child is born a male or is born a female. Jesus Christ, these people, man, I've had enough of this. So this is what they're doing. I've been seeing it all the time, you know. You were born a male? Were you really? Are you a male now? You have a penis. You look like a boy. But can you really say that you're a boy? Well, we don't know, do we? If you select fact for this and other questions, you'll be told, it looks like you might need to rethink. You need to think a little bit more about how we can be respectful of diversity in our society. So you have to answer. There's only one way to answer, and that's what they want. You know, so there you go. Yeah, it looks like you need to be re-educated. So they send you to LGBTQ indoctrination re-education camps for a couple of months or something, and then little Joey's kind of come back with a hole in the side of his head and looking like a zombie and just talking about LGBTQ propaganda. Unbelievable. They'll do this to the teachers too. Take them out and re-educate them, and they'll come back with the hole in the side of the head like a One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, you know, lobotomized. So there you have it. The Queensland government's program about respect doesn't seem to be about respect or diversity at all. So it's all a lie. It's all a con, and that's what people need to see. You need to look. You need to read between the lines. You need to look at what they're really doing here, because it's all a con and it's all a lie, and it's all to get their hands on your kids and screw them up. It really is. This stuff just keeps going on and on and on. There's no end to it. And, it's everywhere. And I'm seeing it for myself. So I don't need to be told that this stuff's not real. I can see it. I can see what they're doing to kids in the school in this country, man. It's getting worse by the day. It's like a cancer. So many things like articles and in alternative news articles and things to go over that I save that I can never even put up on the website because it's just the time I run out of time and things I miss, you know. It's just amazing to sort of sit and discuss about them. It's just trying to open people's minds to what's going on here. And I don't think it's a negative thing. I mean, people would hear all this stuff and think, my God, but, it's just the way of the world. It's the way the world works in a lot of ways, you know. It's always going to be there. It's always going to be there. It's always been there, you know, in some way, shape or form. It's unbelievable, but, I just want to understand it. I want to be aware of it. Awareness is the key, man. It's just like when you tell your kids, you got to tell them from when they're young, you know, don't talk to strangers, you know. And all of this stuff, it's just being aware, common awareness of dangers that lie ahead all around us. You're not going to go and swim where there's packs of sharks feeding, are you? You got to be aware of things so then you can make a critical decision on what you want to do there. You know, that's the important thing. So it's all the key is awareness and being aware and then sharing that with your family and loved ones, you know. Even individually, if you can't share it with anyone, if no one's listening in your circle of friends or our family, then, you know it as an individual and use that as strength, you know. It's a positive thing. Be positive with it because it's a gutsy and brave and strong move to learn the truth and understand it and know it, know what these people are and know what this system's doing. And you can say no to it. You know, this was an interesting one just popped up now. So many, I know, from the cauldron pool about Twitter. And it's funny about Twitter, isn't it? And Facebook, because I'm on there all the time and connecting with people who are getting blocked and banned and all of this. None of them seem to care too much. They just keep, when their block or ban finishes, they just keep continuing to post stuff, you know. But always blocks and bans going on over at these places, these big social media outlets, because they don't like people violating their precious community standards with the truth. And so it says here, Twitter says pedophiles are permitted to discuss attraction towards minors and share some depictions of nude children. Social media giant Twitter has updated their terms of service to allow their users to discuss adult attraction to minors as well as share artistic depictions of nude children. So there's links here as well. The updated policy states discussions related to child sexual exploitation as a phenomenon or attraction towards minors are permitted provided they don't promote or glorify child sexual exploitation in any way. That's fantastic, isn't it? Twitter went on to allow for nude depictions of minors in certain instances, stating artistic depictions of nude minors in a non-sexualized context or setting may be permitted in a limited number of scenarios, e.g. works by internationally renowned artists that feature minors. That's great. But a woman puts a picture up on Twitter or Facebook of herself breastfeeding her child and she is a monster and blocked because that's pornography. How dare a woman breastfeed a child with breast milk? That's pornography. That's sick. But watching real pornography of young girls being raped and gangbanged, that's not pornography. That's normal. You see how they've twisted reality? They've twisted people's minds like wringing out a sponge. It's unbelievable. People are just looking at the whole world the wrong way around and inside out and upside down. It's incredible. Shane Trejo over at Big League Politics suggests that the social media platform may have amended their policy at the behest of Dr. James Cantor, who describes himself as a proud Jewish homosexual. Well, another Jew. They're behind a lot of this, believe me. Sick Jews. According to Trejo, Cantor is a leading researcher and advocate for pedophiles, who he refers to as minor attracted persons. See, they've changed that as well, minor attracted persons. More people in rooms coming up with all these kinds of names. Trejo notes that last year Cantor, along with other university academics, wrote a letter to Twitter's director of trust and safety, urging the platform to allow pedophiles to network and discuss their attraction to children. They're all through Twitter and Facebook. They're on YouTube as well. They have different conversations that might go over some people's heads. That's what they do. They're like sharks. They're just feeding at the moment. They're feeding everywhere because there's so much material for them to feed on. You know, it's unbelievable. And I think most people are just mostly good-hearted people. Mostly good-hearted people just can't think that other people would think like this or do these kinds of things. So it kind of goes right over their heads. But it's a world of feeders, man. All around us, the sharks are everywhere. Feeding on our energy, feeding on our children, feeding on our time, feeding on our minds. They're everywhere, absolutely everywhere. Our planet's saturated with these people. And, you know, it's normalized now. They're looking back at you right through the TV sets. They're gaining your trust. You know? Unbelievable. The normalization of pedophile appears to be the next frontier for the culture-destroying progressives intent on abolishing every last remnant of Christian morality, and they are gaining ground very quickly, of course. About 10 years ago, an Australian man was convicted of possessing child pornography, fined $3,000 and required to enter a 2-year good behaviour bond in relation to each offence. The pornographic content in the man's possession comprised of a series of cartoons depicting underage characters from The Simpsons engaging in sex acts. Fast forward a decade and almost identical content can now be legally streamed into your living room thanks to programs like Netflix animated series Big Mouth. So that's an interesting one, isn't it? Showing you how things have changed. So 10 years ago, an Australian man was convicted of possessing child pornography and fined. And so the content it's saying here, as I said, yeah, was Simpsons characters engaging in sex. But now that's common for kids on TV. See, I always say it's the warm bath scenario. Yeah, we're being indoctrinated. It's drip feeding. It's it's incremental. It's second after second, minute after minute, hour after hour, man, day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, decade after decade. It's just this slow drip feeding, situation we have on our hands here, you know, where this poison is being administered into the minds of the public and our children and in such a slow, secretive manner. You know, it's like this slow rolling disaster, man. It's unbelievable. And they got all the time in the world. Earlier this year, video messaging app Snapchat was accused of attempting to normalize pedophilia. This is just another one of these people doing this, one of these organizations, and there's so many of them trying to do that now, after releasing their LGBTQ Pride Month filter, which included the caption, "Love has no age." Isn't that interesting? See, these people are picking this up. There you go. Look at that. So it's like, you know how the LGBTQ agenda, they say love is love. Right? And people see that. You see it everywhere. They've got the rainbow flag and they say love is love. People are confusing that with, oh, they're same-sex couples who love each other and they want to get married and live together. No. Love is love. That means that if I love a 10-year-old, it's the same as loving my wife. And so there you go. Love has no age. So they start off with love is love, for example, and they put it in the flags and they put it in the schools and the children wave it around. Everyone says love is love. Love's love, man. It's all about love, man. Peace. It's love. You know, and then the next round starts. Love has no age. No boundaries, does it? You know? There you go. Love has no age. See the manipulation here that's going over people's heads, and the parents everywhere, they support this. And you know why they support it? Because many of them go to these LGBTQ Mardi Gras in Sydney, debauchery on steroids. That's what it is, these disgusting cretins marching in the center of Sydney. Isn't that disgusting? And parents go with their kids on their shoulders and they celebrate this. And it's unbelievable. It's incredible. There was something that I was interested in watching the other night, and I went on to ABC in Australia, Australian ABC, and I haven't been on there for, I don't watch it. I don't watch SBS and ABC in particular. These are terrible channels. And there was something, a documentary on there, and I just watched a little bit. And I haven't been on there for so long, and as soon as I went on to ABC, it was all this stuff. It's unbelievable. LGBTQ propaganda and climate change propaganda and the family is evil. It was unbelievable, man. It's just saturating. I think just because it bombards the people's minds and it goes on night after night, you know, people just get used to watching it until they just stare at it and they just become it. They don't even become aware of what they're watching. It just, it owns them. You know, it's unbelievable. And I was just watching it even for 2 seconds and it was like, oh my God. They don't shut up about this, you know. And then you watch SBS and it's all just this debauchery and propaganda and nastiness and just, you know, it's unbelievable. But there you go. That's the LGBTQ movement's next slogan. Love has no age. And you're gonna support these people, these pedophiles, these disgusting perverts? My God. Google adopted a similar line in marketing. So Google adopted a similar line in marketing their LGBTQ-friendly business tag, which marks companies as allies of LGBTQ ideology and safe spaces for transgender people. You're an ally. A promotional video for Google Business features include a voiceover which states, "Love is love. It takes no notice of age." There you go. Love is love. It takes no notice of age. There you go. Meanwhile, the entire drag kid phenomenon, which features preteen boys performing for adults while dressed as sexualized women, is being applauded and celebrated by mainstream media. I went over this with Tony Sayers, which was a very popular podcast with Tony there about this drag kid phenomenon, which is unbelievable. You have these confused, sexually confused drones, these empty vessels, these teenagers that look like mini drug addicts. You know, shrunken down heroin addicts there. There's no meat on their bones. There's no soul in their body, or their soul has been misplaced, or it's sick or something. You know, there's so many things missing from these children that it's just astonishing, you know. And here they are dressing up as, you know, these sexualized, over-sexualized figures and being applauded on all these shows. I've been watching these shows on YouTube. There's like these US talk shows with all these people in there, even elderly people and stuff, all applauding these little confused kids dressed up, you know, parading around. So of course we got the drag queen story time hours. This is all being normalized in the schools, especially in the US. So this is a practice of grown males dressed as sexualized women spending time with young children. So if you're a male and you're a pedophile, and you don't want to get caught, you know, for being a pedophile or exposed, what's the best way to be around children and corrupt them and get into their minds and perhaps get your hands on them? Well, you become a drag queen, don't you? And you hide behind the drag queen and then you get celebrated. You are number one. You are magnificent. So you've got pedophiles disguising themselves as drag queens, got their hands on your kids in the school, and parents are like, yeah, that's okay. No worries. Imagine you could do that with anything you wanted. My God, just hide now behind another identity. Yeah, so there you go. It's these are taking place in state schools, publicly funded, and libraries. At the same time, academics are pushing to rebrand pedophilia as a sexual orientation, just as natural heterosexuality, so that's fine. Bob down the road here has sex with a five-year-old boy, and he's 59. No worries there, that's fine, absolutely good. Nothing to see here, just move right along. That's fine, yeah. Sex with kids, we'll probably see it on TV shows soon, and no one will blink. So he talks here about the TEDx show, which we put up a lot as well, hosted by Dr. Madeleine van der Bruggen, a speaker and sex crime expert, who argued that we ought to break taboos and stop hating pedophiles for their sexual orientation towards children. You know, I mean, that's just disgusting, isn't it? I mean, you hate pedophiles because they want to molest children? Well, you need to go to jail. That's wrong. Government school officials in California have also jumped on board, claiming it's really important for them to teach their young students that pedophilia is a sexual orientation. It's completely natural. You know, does a pedophile want to have sex with you, little Tommy? Well, just let him do it. It's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. It's a perfectly normal sexual orientation. You know who are evil? Families. The working man who's trying to support his family and pay his mortgage and has a wife and kids, that is evil. That is dirty. That's what you don't want to go near. Those people are wrong. They need to be taken off the planet and destroyed. Pedophiles are fine, Tommy. Just let them touch you. Let them play with your genitals under the covers at night. Have a bubble bath with them. That's all good. Alex Newman from the Freedom Project said it's hard to overstate the devastating implications of defining pedophilia as a sexual orientation. So this is what the LGBTQ movement has managed to do, with the support of most of the Australian people in this country, of course, because it's all about equality. It's all about two gay couples who love each other who want to get married. With sexual orientation increasingly becoming a legally protected category across almost half of the states already, with Congress working on it too, the implications of defining pedophilia and as such as hard to overstate. In many parts, it's prohibited to discriminate on the basis of sexual orientation. So what would that mean for schools, daycares, or children's hospitals where a pedophile with an alternative sexual orientation turns up looking for a job? What we're witnessing in our society is the sidelining of God and the downward spiral of debauchery that follows, with the Bible effectively rendered irrelevant in society. Well, I'm not a religious so much person myself, but, you know, that is being taken away, and it's people's right as well. You know, religious exemptions and freedoms are being smashed here as this sick, twisted new agenda gets rolled out, you know, and you just don't have any say in it. So it's immoral in every way, and it's absolutely disgusting, and it's being justified, and it's unbelievable. As well, yeah, so pedophiles are attempting to rebrand themselves as MAPS, or minor attracted persons, so we know about that as well, in an attempt to gain public acceptance. So it's, you know, it's the vampire trying to get into your child's window to bite him on the neck. Star Observer reports groups have even gone so far as to create their own rainbow pride flag, according to the Australian LGBTQ's Q News website. So they're big in Australia, folks. My God, it's probably one of the biggest. We've got a lot of this sickness in this country. I don't know why. But look at Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. I mean, when was that made? Back in the early 90s. These queer, you know, these queer drag queens going around and playing in these rough pubs in the desert. You know, that wasn't a fun movie. It was indoctrination. It was mind control. All these shows are mind control. You know, indoctrination, social engineering to the highest order. The group behind the rebranding efforts is attempting to where are we here? Sorry, there. So So the groups behind this, they're trying to make themselves marginalized and misunderstood in the community. So they're playing the poor card, basically, these people. It's crying wolf. That's how they do it. You see, that's how they get in. They're misunderstood, they're downtrodden, they're bullied, they're picked on. Bullshit. You want to know who's being picked on? Australian families. That's who's being picked on, our farmers. You know, bloody firefighters, people out there actually working for a living, mum and dad. You know, that's who's being picked on, our children. You know, that's who are being picked on, not these people. Okay, they're liars, and that's how they get in, see? They create the sympathy card, and everyone buys into it. And we tumble down the rabbit hole. So we're talking about all these sites here before I plug out, because I could go all night about bullying and suicidal behavior and all of this, and how they're desperate for people's help and how they're just so downtrodden in society, so unbelievable. And another article here talking about the same thing, you know, incredible, and we're getting a lot of this push by the government. Like, here's another one from the same website: Google encouraging businesses to publicly list themselves LGBTQ friendly, tells customers to find places that celebrate the LGBTQ lifestyle. Oh my god. So they're telling you love is love again. Here it is. It's at the top of the page. That's their new slogan, LGBTQ friendly culture. They're all friendly, you see, friendly. Love is love. Google has introduced a new LGBTQ friendly business attribute to encourage customers to find the people and places that celebrate their LGBTQ lifestyle. And this is incredible. It's just, oh my god. Doesn't this ring alarm bells for people? I mean, when you're forced, when they force something so much on the public, it doesn't ring alarm bells for people. The tech giant is also telling businesses to be an ally by publicly listing themselves under the rainbow flag as LGBTQ friendly and safe spaces for transgender people. See, an ally, you're one of the gang, you see. This is where they're moving. This is where it's going. If you don't do this, you're going to be cast aside and demonized. You're not going to be an ally. See, you're going to be against the LGBTQ family-friendly, lovey-dovey safe spaces for transgender people. More bizarre than that, Google went on to claim that LGBTQ people have had difficulty finding businesses willing to serve them in Australia. While marriage equality has been legal in Australia for over a year, finding businesses that are open to everyone hasn't always been easy for members of the LGBTQ community, Google Australia claimed. A Google advertisement featured on YouTube goes on to state, "Love is love. It takes no notice of age or background or gender or race or religion, nor do I. Once again, we're being told to embrace this vague notion of love that's willing to accept anything and everything, provided it's motivated by love, which they conveniently incapable of defining." So there you go. There are no limitations on this form of love, they tell us. Even age is irrelevant, apparently. So, it doesn't matter. As I said, it doesn't matter. If you're a 55-year-old pedophile and you want to have love with a 12-year-old girl or boy, that's what's your problem? That's normal. If you don't agree with that and you don't buy into it, we're going to cast you out. We're going to cast you aside because you're not an LGBTQ friendly person. See, you're not part of the mold. You're not part of the group, the collective. You're on the outside. So we're going to throw you out. We're going to cast you out on the line, out into the open sea. Isn't that incredible? Stuff going on here. It's really amazing. Jeez. Here's another one I miss. Converse, you know, Converse sneakers, like the used to be for skateboarders and all of this. They've just launched an LGBTQ shoe line featuring 11-year-old drag queens and trans-themed footwear. Can you believe that? Trans-themed footwear. What does that mean? Do trans people have different feet? Maybe they've got six or seven toes, or they've got four toes. Maybe their feet are green. I don't know. Converse, the latest brand to jump on the LGBTQ marketing train last week, launched. That's like Coca-Cola and all these junk food companies are doing it now as well. It's like an assault. They launched a new line of footwear labeled the Pride Collection. The $24 billion company announced on Twitter that they had partnered with six individuals connected to the LGBTQ community. Oh, those poor people, they're so downtrodden. Community who show the power of expressing one's true self. There we go. What an important little point that is. The power of expressing one's true self. Expressing your true self like I am now, no, that's not normal. If your children are boys or girls and you put them to school and they just want to be a boy and play with boy things and play with the boys, and the girls want to do the same thing with the girls, then no. See, that's not normal. They're not expressing their true selves. You're not allowing them as a parent or a school to express their real selves. See, you're defying the system. No. They've got to be brainwashed by the LGBTQ queer community, and then they'll be able to express their true self. See, that's how it works. You do what you're told to do. You do it our way. It's our way or the highway. And that highway is rainbow coloured. The new line is designed to mark the 50-year anniversary since the Stonewall Riots of 1969, what started as a rebellious fight for equality. See how they're bringing all this in it? Since growing into a loud, proud assertion of true self-expression. The brand's website states, I was in the local malls recently, and all these big shops targeting the teenagers, it's full of this stuff. I'm seeing these, I don't know if anyone else there, I would say to the listeners, just have a look out there. You'll see it on all around you in society, you know, whether it's out in the streets, on the buses, in books, in magazines, in libraries, in schools. Just look everywhere. You can see the indoctrination of the LGBTQ colors as well, the rainbow colors. They're just everywhere now. Those colors, they put them into just advertising. They might not be associated directly with the LGBTQ movement, but the colours are there. It's a saturation on the public's minds, you know. It's deep in the psyche now, in the subconscious of everybody, those colours, see? They've just saturated with us. So the new line is designed to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the Pride with a glitter-dripped collection of parade-worthy sneakers. That's what I'm looking for. And in fact, tomorrow morning at 9 a.m, I'm going down to the local mall to get myself some glitter-dipped collection of parade-worthy sneakers, because that's what I really want, including the first ever trans flag design, because equal rights are for everyone. So they put a trans flag design on a pair of sneakers, and what does that mean? One of the six individuals partnering with the Converse brand is 11-year-old drag queen Desmond Naples, also known as Desmond the Amazing. So this is a drag child that they're using. Isn't this sick? Isn't this sick? I mean, this is a company, Converse sneakers, right? A $1 billion company. They're using this sick child Desmond, who dances in front of adults in New York gay bars. This little boy, confused, dressed up as a drag kid, and they're all throwing money at him and yelling in these New York gay bars, and here they are using this little child stripper to sell sneakers that are made in China. So there you go. You know, Desmond has made headlines. So he's the big headliner for the LGBTQ movement with his drag performances. So there you go. What does that tell you about the LGBTQ movement using young confused boys dressed up as drag queens stripping in clubs in New York what does that tell you about this movement? That's their poster boy, and they're proud of it. They're proud of it. Last year, Desmond performed on stage at a New York gay strip bar as adult male patrons, pedophiles, toss money at him as if he were a male stripper. The left is applauding the sexual abuse of this child. Matt Walsh from the Daily Wire wrote, "This is why dissent and rational people want nothing at all to do with leftism. It openly promotes and advocates and celebrates child sexual abuse." And that's what they're doing, folks. They're celebrating sexual abuse of children now, everywhere, right in front of our faces, and people aren't getting the pitchforks out. We're accepting it, and we're going to let them do it to our children in school, in primary school. According to LifeSite News, a patron at the bar said, "I left after seeing a child dancing on stage for money at nighttime. This was on Saturday night, and I have been feeling disturbed ever since." So that was a person in the bar. Last year, Jordan B. Peterson criticized organizations that use Desmond to advance their branding. So these companies now, as I said, like Converse, are using this child for their actual, to sell their sneakers. If you don't see that this is a child being exploited, then what's wrong with you? In what moral universe is it acceptable to encourage an 11-year-old boy to dress like an adult male mimicking a sexualized adult female, use that as a ticket to fame, and then claim it is virtue? Really sums it up, doesn't it? In what moral universe is it acceptable to encourage an 11-year-old boy to dress like an adult male mimicking a sexualized adult female, use that as a ticket to fame, and then claim it as a virtue? That's what these people are doing. The Converse website claims the brand is committed to supporting movements for positive social change and amplifying youth voices as they spark progress to build the future they believe in. This is where the future is headed, according to Converse. This is the message they are amplifying and the future society they're attempting to build. So the question is this the sort of society you want your children to live in? This shit made in China, this crap people put on their shoes, all these clothes they make for nothing. Chinese workers get paid nothing. It costs a few cents to make, and they sell it for hundreds of dollars because it's got a company logo on it, and they walk around, they think they're cool. It really shows you that we're going backwards. That's something that's, it's always blown me away, how we wear this clothes. I mean, and it's got a logo on, and they sell it for hundreds of dollars, and we walk around thinking we're cool while we're advertising for these companies because we're wearing their logos. We're a walking billboard. You're not cool. You're stupid. So that's moving on here. I can put these links up. People can say if this is fake or whatever. I mean, I've looked at a lot of this. It seems to be very real. This is the first drag club for children, according to the Daily Mail. Not a very good source for information, but still, I have seen it all over the place. A 10-year-old from Brooklyn, New York, is launching Horse of Amazing, the first and only drag club for kids. Desmond Napoli's, whose drag name is Desmond the Amazing. Now, this has made pretty big international news, so I know that's true. Claims to have been doing drag since he was 2 years old. In an interview with Out, Desmond revealed, "Ever since day one, ever since I was able to walk, I used to take my mum's towels and take her heels and clomp around the house. I'd put the towel on my head, wrap a towel around my body, and walk the runway down my house." So that goes on there. So in 2014, Desmond featured in the music video for drag queen Jinx. Monsoon's the the Bacon Shake. The following year, his appearance in Gay Pride NYC went viral, prompting his mother to set up a Facebook fan page. So he's an active member of the LGBTQ community, where, of course, he's involved in anti-bullying. Desmond's mother praised her son as an inspiration to others as well. So I have not heard that. I don't know if anyone can look into that. But that's the first ever drag club for children. Drag club for kids. So there you go. I've not heard that, but that is absolutely sick. This is another one. Watch huge video billboard in the middle of Times Square promote 10-year-old drag queen wearing fake breasts. on billboards in the middle of Times Square in New York City promoting a 10-year-old with fake breasts. So there's so many here. I can't, you know, there's videos here to watch. Morning television shows celebrating 11-year-old drag queens. And they're all celebrating this. So there you go. It goes on and on and on and on and on and on. So transgenderism and is really child abuse. So really unbelievable. I could be here for hours and hours and months and months. Perhaps I'll just continue on another show. Gives me that quiet time to be able to go through some of this stuff. But it's a war on our children. It's a war on the family unit. You know, it's a war on Mother Earth. It's a war on God, if you believe in God. It's a war on our soul. It's a war on our dreams. It's a war on everything. This is debauchery on steroids. What they are doing to children is absolutely, absolutely disgusting and sick. Our bloody children, man. I look at these kids, man. You know, and I don't want to be negative. I don't want to be negative about this, but it's happening. And I feel like at least I'm able to discuss this and get it open, have an open format and talk about it at least, and understand it. So I hope the members enjoy this. And of course, there's a chat room in the members lounge there. And, you know, talking about this stuff the way that I am could get me in a lot of trouble soon. You know, that's the worry, you know. If they start making Australia like Canada, I could be put in prison for talking about this. So I need to, maybe you need to start watching what you say. I don't know. It's getting harder and harder. We just won't be able to discuss this. There will be this open assault on our children. In broad daylight, it'll be like demons being, it's less like the gates of hell will be opened and demons will just come in and just savage children in the middle of the daylight in front of shocked onlookers, and you won't be able to say boo, because they'll take you through the courts and they'll destroy you, unless you're on board with it and you think that this is just wonderful, you know. Anyway, I'd like to get, we'll be doing, quite a few more shows, soon with Jim West, as well. I'm going to get his take on all this. He's mentioned a few interesting things. So when he moves to Arizona, it will be a really good time. It'll be like now. I'll be able to talk to him in weeknights. So that will be good with Jim. And hopefully Donna will be back soon again. Fire's terrible up that way. Not even at home, I don't think she is. So I hope she's going okay. And I'll check in with her. Thanks for the members for plugging in and putting up with me. Thanks for putting up with me and enjoying the website and supporting the Kraz Files. Really makes a difference, and great to have you on board as we head into 2020, man, into deep waters. Where are we going, man? Where are we? What's going on? All we can do is try and talk about and break it down and have that mindset. Because if it comes down to an individual level, we've just got to look after yourself and your loved ones and your family, you know, so be it. Connect with those people who are on board, or just disconnect with them, because there's no time for it anymore. Don't waste your time. If you just tolerate people, be nice, be courteous, and that's all. But look after yourself and your family and your loved ones and those who are important. And if you're listening to this and you've got kids who you're going to put into school and you're worried, keep them at home. Do everything you can. You know, there's got to be a better way. There's other ways. You know, you don't have to obey this system. It's sick. Identify it. Identify the danger. Move forward and be positive. And look after yourself. Thanks for listening.